The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Baba Metziah, Daf Chav Daled. This daf is being studied in the Nishmat Marat Zekenati Yafa Batzara, in the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenichem Began Eden Amen. This daf is being studied in Fuash Shelema Chaim Aharon Ben Deah, Erna Lefaralo, Fata Nefesh, Fata Guf, Fata Kerbalabo. וכן ירסו ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on Chav Gimel Amud Bet, and we start at the two dots on the bottom. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. We learned in the Mishnah and Emet Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that if there's a certain type of vessel called Anporia, so he said Kol Kele Anporia. We don't know what that is, but all he said was Eno Hayav LaAchris, which means you could keep it. It sounds like. So the Gemara says, "My Anporia. What is Anporia?" Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kelim Hadashim. These are new vessels. Shelo Sabatan Ha'ayin, where a person's eye is not familiar with them. They're so new that the owner would not be able to recognize them. So therefore, the Mishnah says you don't have to announce them. Now we have to analyze: is there a siman or is there no siman? What's the case? Hechidame. If there's a siman on the vessel, might have it. What do I care if the guy did not satiate yet and recognize his skill? He'll give a siman. And if there's no siman, might have it. Even if he recognizes the keli, what's the difference? There's no siman. If there's no siman, so therefore you can't give a guy, you don't have to give a guy back his keli without a siman. Really, you're right. There is no siman. Nafkamina laadure letzurba merabbanan betpi'ut aina. Nafkamina, do you have to give it back to a rabbi, a scholar, with just tibi'ut ayin, meaning he recognizes his keli. Sabatana ayin, if already the eye has satiated it, it's an older keli where you can say a guy knows his vessel already, kim le begavayu, then already you could trust them, or they know their keli, or madrin and there, then you return it to them. Kilo sevatana ayin, but if the eye did not get satiated from it yet, lo kim le begavayu, they're not familiar with their keli, they don't know it yet, velo madrin and then you don't return it. That is a big subject we got into over here. We have a general rule. You don't have to return an item unless there's a siman. No siman, you keep it. If there's a siman, guy comes and says, well, it's this color, it's this thing, it's that item. Okay, give it to back. No siman, take it back. Now, let's say a guy comes along and says, but I recognize, hey, that's my keli. Hey, that's mine. We don't trust people. Could be guys lying. Unless he gives a siman just to say, b'tviut ayin, I recognize my keli, that's not going to be sufficient. However, tamidei chachamim, they don't lie. And therefore, if a Tamid Chacham comes along and says, yes, I recognize that's my vessel, so then already you trust him. Even though there's no siman, he knows his pot, he knows his vessel, he knows his keli. You give it to him. Bitviut ayin, just on recognition. He didn't give a siman, there's no siman. So therefore, we have to know, Anporia is new vessels. The word Anporia is Rashi Tevot. Enporaya. There's no proof. Therefore, Kli and Poria that are brand new, that even a Tamid Hacham is not going to... Meaning, to recognize your keli, you have to have it for a certain amount of time. To view Tayin, you recognize your keli. But if it's a new keli, the guy knows he found a new vessel, then even a Tamid Hacham would not recognize it. Then already you could keep it. However, if it's not an Poria, if it's a little old, so what? Say, in Bo Siman. There's no Siman, I can keep it. No. You have to make an announcement, because could be a Tamid Hacham lost it, and if Tamid Hacham, you give it to him three times. The rabbi shows up, yes, I lost a vessel. Give me a siman. There's no siman. What do? You show it to him. Is this your item? Yes, that's my item. You give it to him three times. But Amporia, even a Tamid Hacham, it's too new for him to even have a recognition of what the keli is. Therefore, Kli Amporia eno hayav lachniz. Now, the assumption why you give it back to the Tamid Hacham is because a Tamid Hacham doesn't lie. But if it's a Tamid Hacham that lies, you don't give it back to him either. He's like everybody else. So the Gemara says that. The Gemara says, "The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Bahaneh tlat mileh, only regarding three different situations, avdeh or avidi rabbanam demishanu b'milayu. The rabbis are able and are accustomed to lie. They change their words. B'masechet u'bepuria u'beushpiza. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shimon made a statement, independent of anything. In three things, Tamidei Chachamim lie. Change their words. What's the first thing? B'masechet. What does it mean, masechet? Look at Rashi. On the bottom. Yesh biyadecha masechet peloni sidura bigirsa. Somebody asked Tamidei Chachamim, do you know this masechet? You studied this Gemara? Or lav. Now, or not. Lafagav the sidura, even though he knows it, Yomar lo lav. No, I didn't learn that. I don't know it. Umidat anavahu. That's humility. So Tamidei Chachamim is able to lie when it comes to his masechet. Comes to the Gemara. Hey, listen, you must have learned this Gemara. No, I never learned it. You can lie in that. Bepuria. What's the next Rashi? Puria literally means a bed. So Rashi says, Shimashta mitatcha. Somebody asked the Tamidei Chachamim, did you have relations? Yoma lav. No, I didn't. Midat sini'utu. Now Tosfot cannot accept such a pshat. What do you mean? Somebody says, Tamidei Chachamim, did you have tashmish? So Tosfot says, Bepuria. En regilut yishalenu. It's not the custom. Somebody's going to ask Tamidei Chachamim, Shimashta mitatcha. Kepirush Rashi, Im shimesh mitato ela, Im baal keri haya. Let's say Tamidei Chachamim was a baal keri. He had a seminal discharge. Velo ba lebet ha-midrash. As a result, in the olden days, they wouldn't learn Torah. Right? If they had if they were baal keri. So he didn't show up to the yeshiva. So they asked the Tamidei Chachamim, hey, where are you? How came you didn't show up? So he doesn't have to say, I was baal keri. He could say, well, whatever, I was delayed, you know, whatever, I got caught up. V'shalu, lama lo ba? Yishanei v'yomar, shechole haya. I was sick. O she'ar, o nesirano. Inameh, or let's say, if they ask the Tamidei Chachamim, hey, did you sleep on this bed? He could lie. He doesn't have to say he slept on that bed. Why? Because maybe there's a stain of keri on the bed. Because he was on the bed. He had zera on the bed. It's not kavod. So he can say, no, it wasn't me. So bepuria means regarding the bed. Okay, so Tamidei Chachamim are able to change the truth in that case. And they do that. It's why? Because midat sini'ut. It's not, the first case, masechet, is midat hanava. The second situation is midat sini'ut. Maharsha over here learns, bepuria means on Purim. On Purim, you have to get drunk. Until you don't know between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So Tamidei Chachamim on Purim is able to say, I'm drunk enough that I don't know. Because he wants to, show the students the halakha. So he can say, Arur Mordechai, Baruch Haman. Even though he didn't reach the level of drinking so much, Bepuria, he's able to, on Purim, he can change the truth. And what's the third thing? Ushpiza. Ushpiza means his host. Rashi. Sha'alu al uspizo. Let's say the Tamidei Chachamim, he stayed by somebody's house. Okay? So they ask him, somebody else asks him, hey, how was the accommodations? Im kibelu b'simet panim yafot, were they good to you? Rashi says, v'amar, laf. And he says, nah, wasn't so good. Midah tovah, it's good, you know why? Kedeh shelo yikpesu bu b'nei adam she'enam mehuganim. What's going to happen? All the riff-raff are going to hear now, oh, this guy gives that good food, I'm going also, the guy said, let me get invited. For example, you're going to tell the shelihim, oh, this guy's house, oh, he gives a lot, he's very good. Now, all of a sudden, all the people all the people that are not really ra'ui, all the fakers, are going to go take advantage. So when they tell you, even though the guy's asking, not so good. In certain cases, he's allowed to lie. That was the Yehuda Amar Shmuel statement. He said this independently of anything. He said, you should know, Tamidei Chachamim in three situations changed from the truth. So the Gemara says, my nafkamina. What do you have to tell me? What's the halachic nafkamina? So the Gemara says, Amar wazutra lehadure le'abita b'tibu'ta'ina. Do you return a aveda to a rabbi, Tamidei Chachamim, just with recognition? If we know for a fact, de'lo mishane ela bahani tlat. If we know that he doesn't lie, except in these three, then you give it back to him. Because these three, he can lie. Meaning, you're going to come along and say, I asked the rabbi, did he learn this masechet? He told me, you know, I found that he really did. You know why? He's a liar. I'm not giving it back. I'm not announcing this. No. These three are exceptions. He can, that you're not considered a liar if he changes the truth in these three things. But if he changes the truth from other things besides these three, then already, then you don't return an object to him just on recognition alone. So then we have to know, these three things is not making the Hakam a liar. It's a custom already for the Hakam to lie on Masechet, because of Midat Anava, on Puri, on his bed, because of Midat Sini'ut, and on Ushpiza, because it's not a Midat Tova, that people are going to now take advantage of the host. Story. Mozutra Chasidah was by his Ushpiza was by the inn. You know, the innkeeper that was taking care of him. And it seems the innkeeper, one of the other guests, stole a silver goblet from the house. It wasn't Mozutraj, it was the hosts. So he saw some barberav, a student, that was also in the house, that he was drying his hands. He washed his hands, actually. And he dried it on his friend's gilima robe. The robe was hanging up. I mean, after that, one young guy stood it. He dried it. They know how to do that. So the rabbi said, "Amar haynu hay." That's the thief that stole the cup. Delo echpat le amamura dechavre. He doesn't care for his friend's property, because you can dry your hands on somebody else's towel. You can dry your hands on somebody else's shirt. So he says, this guy doesn't care about somebody else's property. Mr. That's the guy who's the Ganna. That's a window into this guy's character. Kafteh. So what they do? They beat him up. They started giving him whips to get him to admit. And guess what? And he admitted. The rabbi was right. So you see how careful a person has to be with his friend's property. Even drying his hands on somebody else's towel or robe, you don't ask anybody. But he rationalizes. Well, what am I doing anyway? It'll dry. I do any damage to it, when I damage it, it'll dry, and then you won't even know. I mean, it has permission. So a guy that can rationalize like that, so he can rationalize anything. If he must have stolen the goblet himself. Tanya. Modeh Rabbi Shimon al-Azhar, bekelim hadashim, shesav'atan ha'ayim, shehayav lehachriz. That Rabbi Shimon al-Azhar says, that on new vessels, but shesav'atana ayin, but that the eye gets used to them quickly, even though they're new, because what's the rule we said? And poriah, you don't have to announce. Even for tamir agam, and poriah, even tamir agam, it's too new for him to have recognition of the keli. But there's certain new kelim that tamidei achamim are able to have recognition, even if they're new. What are they? Ve'eluhin kelim chadashim shelo sav'atana ayin she'enu chayav la'achriz. Oh, then he says, and these are the kelim that are new. Shelo sabatana ayin, that the eye cannot recognize. The Gemara is going to give a list of items that there's no recognition if they're new. Okay, what are they? Bade mahatin. Okay, go. What are bade mahatin with sinorot?
Needles and spinning forks.
Okay, needles and spinning forks. Can it be the item they use to spin the threads? Umachrozot shel kardomot.
Strings of axes.
Kadereh, that's the hook that they hang the axe on. Okay? Kol elu she'amru, all these items we just mentioned, ematay mutarim, these are new items. They all look the same. So therefore, you're going to find this a fork that they use for, spinning or weaving. If it's a new item, also atarayin, you can keep it. So Gemara says, bizman she'matz'an echad echad. That's only talking about what you found one at a time. But it doesn't say you found two of these items. You found them in groups. Then hayav lachriz. Why? Because then already minyan is the siman. Because now already a guy come along and say, yeah, I lost these forks or these needles. You have a siman? Yeah, two. It was two of them. Two already is a siman. So even though the item itself you're not giving a siman, but you're giving a siman on the number. We learned earlier on yesterday's daf, minyan is a siman. So if there are two, then already it'll be a siman. But otherwise, these items are new items that the eye does not recognize. My badeh, what is badeh? That was interpretation of words. That's Gemara says, sukeh. Okay, what is sukkah?
Branches.
Badeh is branches of a tree. V'amai karule badeh. So why do they call these items badeh? What? Davar de talu be mideh. Bad karule. An item that you hang something on is called a bad. Just like a branch, the leaves are hanging from the branch. So they go, what was the item? Badeh mahatim v'sinorot. It seems those are the
rods holding.
Right, these are rods that hold these items. It holds the needles and it holds the forks. So therefore, it's called a bad. Bad shuke. Shuke is a branch. What do you got to do with a bad? Because a branch holds the leaves. So these items are hooks. I got an air that hold these items. So you didn't find the items. You found the hooks. Understand again? You found the badim of the sinorot and the mahatim. Okay? Kiyahu, nitnan, hatam. Like we learned over there in the Mishnah, ale echad bevad echad. Right. Which means when they talk about the hadasim over there, I think. What is that talking about over there? Masechet Sukkah be'araba. By the araba, it says, well, let's say some of the leaves fell off. And let's say you just have three leaves left. So the Gemara says, even if you have one leaf left, ale echad bevad echad. Even if you have one leaf on the stick. So you see, the stick is called a bad, because it holds the leaf. It hangs things on it, exactly. Just like the leaf is hung by the stick, so too these items are the pegs, or whatever you call them, the sticks on the wall, that you hang the mahatim, and the tinorot, and the axes, and things like that. Okay. V'chein haya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Okay, listen to the story over here. Hametzil min ha'ari. They have a lion running after an item. You save the item from a lion devouring it. From a dove, from a bear. From a namer, from a leopard. From a bardelas. Bardelas, I think, is a hyena. Umin zuto shel yam, or from the tide of the sea that's overflowing, and the thing is running downstream, you save the umishl toshtanat, or an overflowing river. Or let's say you find something in the marketplace, in the public domain. You know that big public is like a market. Or for that matter, you find an item in the public domain. You could keep the item. You know why? Now this is a very important statement, and this is what we're going to analyze for the rest of the sugya. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, you told me a big hadush. Any item. Well, we understand the case where a lion's running after something. The guy gave up hope already. Here's a dollar. Why am I going to get it back? And another guy came along. He recovered the item. You could keep it. Yeush. For sure the guy made yeush. Everybody made yeush at such time. Nobody expected. Even there's a siman on it, by the way. Yeah. No, but the owner of the object, he gave up hope. Even though there's a siman. What does he think? Oh, yeah. Somebody will find it and I'm going to. He thinks it's gone. Now. We want to analyze the last case over here. You found something besatria uflatia. That's the public shuk. Rabbi Mitzuyim Sham, you found an item. It sounds like, even if there's a siman, you keep it. Because even in the public domain, the guy's assuming, could be it's lost, it's gone, I'm not going to get it back. Now, what's the case over here? What's the situation exactly? So the Gemara is going to analyze the details of when am I allowed, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, to keep an item when I find it in the public. So the Gemara starts. Ibayadu. Kikamar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Berov Kenanim. Maybe only someone is Rov Goyim. What's the logic of Rov Goyim? Yeah, I could say it probably fell from a Goy. Therefore I could keep it. I don't have to return the objects of a Goy. So maybe when you find it in the public domain with a siman, the only time Rabbi Shimon has said in the bride, you can keep it, Rav Goyim, out of Goyim, keep it for myself. Because again, what's the logic? Because even if a Jew dropped it, he's going to give up hope. Because he's going to say, for sure the Goyim took it.
Right.
Correct? Aval b'Rav Yisrael, no, but Rav Yisrael, no. Rav Yisrael, the guy saying, hey, a Jew will pick it up, will give it back to me. O dilma, afidu b'Rav Yisrael, nameh, amar. Or maybe Rabbi Shimon holds, even in Rav Yisrael, you could keep it. Okay? That's the Gemara's question. Now, im temsel omar afilu berov Yisrael, name amar, oh. And even if you want to go so far to say that even when it's Rov Yisrael, in the public area, you're allowed to keep it, because the guy says, that public domain, it's gone, I'm not going to get it back. If that's how far, peligi rabbanan ale o lo peligi. The rabbis argue on the Bishom and Elazar on that point. Now, v'im tefsil omar peligi, berov Yisrael vaday peligi, berov kena'anim peligi o lo peligi. How far did the rabbis argue on the Bishom and Elazar? Yeah. For sure they're going to argue on him by Rav Yisrael, but they argue even on Rav Kena'anim. V'im tefsil omar peligi afidu berov Kena'anim. And even if you say the rabbis argue on the Bishom and Elazar, even if there's Rav Kena'anim, halakha kemoto, eno halakha kemoto. Do we follow the halakha of Nabi Shimon or not? If to say halakha kemoto, and if you want to say halakha, it's like Nabi Shimon and Hazar, dafka berov Kena'anim, or afidu berov Yisrael, how far are we going to take Nabi Shimon? Are we going to take him berov Kena'anim, or even are we going to take him berov Yisrael? Period. Now we start the sugya. So the Gemara is assuming Rabbi Shimon Hazar, it's possible that he holds, we're going to have to prove this through the Gemara now, that you found an item b'shut Rabbi. If it's Rov Kena'anim, for sure, keep it. But could be held b'shut Rabbi, even if it's Rov Yisrael, you'd be able to keep it. So the Gemara is going to analyze that subject now. So the Gemara says, okay, Tashima, let's start. Hamotzi ma'od b'bete kenesiyot b'bete medrashot. You found money in the synagogue. Or you found money in the bet medrash. U'b'chon b'akom sh'rabim mitzuyim sham. Or for that matter, any place where there's... there's people, yeah. Rabim, are elu shelo, keep it. Because the owners gave yush, give up hope. Now, man shamate dazi bataruba. Who's the opinion that said that you go after rov? That was Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He discussed things that are found in the public domain. You keep. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, shmat mina afilu berov Yisrael name. Oh. So you see what? Even in the case where it's Rav Yisrael, by the way, who's in the synagogue? Jews. So you see, even in the case where there's Rav Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. So you see what? Rabbi Shimon went as far as even Rav Yisrael. No, the case is like, because you found the money all scattered. So therefore, that's why the guy made Yush, because it's all scattered over there, the money. Which means, listen, even the rabbis agree in the Mishnah we learned Ma'od Mefuzarin Hare Elu Shelo, because on the money there's no siman, and therefore since it's all scattered, even the rabbis will agree that you're allowed to keep it. You have no raya for this case over here. So Gemara says Ibn Mefuzarin Ma Iriya Makom Shalabim Mitzuyim Sham. What did you have to give a case in the Bet Knesset where there's many people? Afilu En Rabim Mitzuyim Sham. If it's Mefuzarin, even if you find it on a side street where there's not many people traveling, you're allowed to keep it. So that cannot be the case. There was a siman. These things were in a bundle. And what's the hadush? Oh, so if it's in a bundle, so therefore we want to say it must be the hadush of Rabbi Shimon Azad, that even if there's a siman, and it's Rav Yisrael, keep it. Oh, so it's a big hadush of Rabbi Shimon Azad. Gemara says, no. Hachem ha'askinan v'batei kenesiyot shel kena'anim. Yeah, we're talking about the meeting places, the prayer places of goyim. What's the batei kenesiyot? Batei kenesiyot doing so. Who says it's a Jewish place? It's a goy place. So it's of kena'anim. That's why you can keep it. No raya. So Gemara says, batei medrashot ma'ikal emimar. Bet kenesi, you could say. They have a knesiyah. But bet medrash of goyim? So it says, "Bate midrashot didan." Yeah, it's our bet midrash. However, diyat biu kena'anim, but the kena'anim sitting there at night. They're the security guards. So therefore, it's considered like rov goyim. Because if anybody loses something in the bet Knesset, who's taking it? The goy that stays all night. Which is the Jews come in by the day, they come pray, they go home. Who's in the synagogue the whole day? The goy. So therefore, the Jew's going to give up hope, because for sure the security guy took it, the good Kenani. So therefore, it's a case of Rav Goyim. So once already explained, that's the case of the Bet Midrash, but the Knesset Nameh. Didan, you can explain the same thing by Bet Knesset. It's our Bet Knesset. The Yadvei Kenanim, the Kenanim are in the place, which means like this. We're trying to prove how far did the Bishum and Elazar go. Did he hold even by Rav Yisrael, you can keep the item? So he said, yeah, I bet I, you found money in the synagogue, that's Rav Yisrael. And what did it say? Keep it. And we're talking about a case where the money must be in a bundle. Oh, so you see, even Rav Yisrael, it's the public domain, the guy gives up hope, keep it. Yush. Nah, it's about Rav Kena'anim. Rav Kena'anim, a bit Knesset? How's that possible? No, which means, you're right, the majority of people that attend the Beit Knesset are Jews. But after they leave, who sits in the shul all day? The goyim, the Kena'anim are watching it. Oh, so if anything gets lost in the Beit Knesset, the guy gives up hope because for sure, who's searching the shul the whole day? The Kena'anim. Therefore, we have no da'ayah. Even the rabbis could agree to this. We have no da'ayah that a Bishwam and Azad holds by Rav Yisrael, you can keep it. Good? Okay, we knock that proof out. Next attempt. Hashem, Matzaba Aveda. You found an Aveda, you found the lost object. Im Rav Yisrael, Hayav Lachris. Majority of Jews, you got to announce it. Im Rav Kena'anim, Eno Hayav Lachris. Oh, very clear. Man Shamat Le'damar Azina Mataru Bahu's opinion that talked about Rav, Rabbi Shimon Azar. Shmat Meina, Ki Kamar Rabbi Shimon Azar, the Rav Kena'anim. The only one Rav Kena'anim. Amar Rav Yisrael, no. He goes, no. Hamani Rabbanani. No, this bright over here is not Rabbi Shimon Azar. Let's go to the rabbis. Yeah, don't forget I have this bright. I said, the author of this bright is the rabbis. Tifshot Meina, okay, so at least south from here, the Module Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon Azar, the Rav Kena'anim. Okay, so at least you can solve that the rabbis agree that in Rav Kena'anim, you'll be able to keep it. Ela le'olam, no, I'll tell you really, le'olam, I'll tell you, don't bring it ayah, because that was one of the Gemara's questions. Did the rabbis agree by Rav Kena'anim? Bring it ayah from here. That's Ela le'olam, Rishu and Azari. Vafilu berov Yisrael nameh. And really, I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon Azar holds even Rav Yisrael, you're able to keep it. Nachem ha'askinam betamun. This case was talking about, the item was buried. The guy went, he wanted to hide something. He hid an item underneath the, somewhere, we'll see. Oh, so in that case, when it's buried, then the Bishamon Azar says, only if it's Rov Goyim, you're able to keep it. But if it's Rov Yisrael, no. So the Gemara says, Ibetamun may avidte gabe. What do you mean? If it was hidden, how'd you get it? Why? We're not allowed to touch something that's hidden. Ditnan, back then we learned, Matzah keli ba'ashpa mechuseh. You went to the garbage dump, and you found over there a keli underneath, meaning somebody hid it over there. Lo yigabo. You can't touch it. Nigule notel machriz. If it's uncovered, you can pick it up. So therefore, how'd you even pick up, how'd the guy pick up an iron that was tamun? You're not allowed to touch it. Kedamara papa, ba'ashpa she'en asu elefanot. It's talking about you found it in a place of an ashpa, of a garbage dump, where normally it's not emptied out. So the guy put it there for beauty. I know it's garbage dump, they don't usually empty it out. I'll hide my item there. Vinimlach alea lefanota. And then what happened? The guy's walking down the street, he sees they're emptying out this garbage dump. They're going to throw it they're going to empty out this dump. Right. So therefore he says, you know, I better take this item, because otherwise it's going to get lost. Hachanami bespashen alsuya lefanota. Vinimlach alea lefanota. Oh, so therefore let's go back. What's this case over here talking about? It's Rav Kena'anim, majority of Goyim. Right? Majority of Goyim. In this case over here, what does it say in the Braita? Matzaba Avedam, Rav Yisrael Hayav Lachris. Why? Because the Jew over here, he hid the item. He hid the item over there, which he's coming back for. He wants it. He didn't give up hope. He doesn't know they're emptying it out. All of a sudden, somebody came along now and they're emptying out the garbage. So this guy saved it. But he didn't make use yet. Because he's saying, I'm going to get my item back. He didn't find it scattered. It wasn't lost. He hid it. Oh, so therefore, in that case, even a Bishwam and Azar would tell you, no, then Rav Yisrael, you got to give it back. Because the guy doesn't make use. Because he hid it. But saying, Rav Goyim, he can keep it. So therefore, look at that sheep. Right, look at that sheep. I'm not going to let it fall out of the she says, the guy had to take it. Because if he doesn't take it, the item's going to be efker. The guy, they're going to empty it out into the big dump over there. Which means, if this item, normally the garbage dumps, there's certain types. Sometimes they don't empty them out. They just leave them in their piles. Sometimes they empty them out. They clean them away. If it was a garbage dump, they clean away always. So then for sure you could keep it. Because the guy put it there, he knows it's going to be taken. He knows it's going to go. That's Abedamidat. It's like putting your, it's like taking your object and throwing it in the Atlantic Ocean. You know it's going to get swept away. And in the case of no, you put it in a dump that they don't usually clean out. He thought it'll come back tomorrow, it'll still be there. Yeah. What happened in the interim? They have to get out. A guy walks by, oh, this eye's going to be lost. So he took it. But obviously, I got to return because the guy didn't make Yusha. The guy's thinking it's still around. Got to return. But of Goyim, that already, you keep it. But you have no da'aya to a regular case. Maybe the Bishop of the holds even Rav Yisrael you're allowed to. Keep it. This case was a case of Tamun. Or I can tell you, Le'olam Rabbanan. Really, I can tell you this braita is going like the rabbis. Mi ketani hen sheno. Did it say that you're able to keep these items? Eno chayav lehachriz ketani. All it said is you don't have to announce it. V'yaniyach v'yeteh Yisrael v'yahiv besimana v'shekil. Which means, the braita said, Rov Kira'anim, we understood Rov Kira'anim, or you can keep it. So he said, oh, if the braita is going like the opinion of the rabbis, we could prove from here that according to the rabbis, at least they're more there by Rov Kira'anim, you could keep it. No, not that yet. I didn't say you can keep it. All it says is Rov Kira'anim, Eno Hayav Dachriz. You don't have to announce. But what? You can't use it. Hold on to it. And if a Jew comes along and says, oh, by the way, is that you found an item I heard? Then you have to give it to me because it's a siman. So it could be, even by Rov Kena'anim, you have to hold on to it because the Jew is not going to give up all. What do you mean? But it says Rov Kena'anim, you can keep it. It didn't say you can keep it. It says Rov Kena'anim, eno chayav la'achriz. You have to hold it until the Jew comes. Maybe there's no cutoff. Maybe he has to hold it. Maybe which is, the rabbis might hold that even if there's Rov Kena'anim in the place, since there's Jews living there also, you have to suspect that maybe it fell from a Jew. And since there's a siman, the Jew's not going to go, hey, but the Mishnah says Rov Kena'anim, you could keep it. No, it didn't say you could keep it. All it said is, Hadush, when it's Rov Kena'anim, we're not going to, you don't have an obligation to announce. Hey, I lost an object, but what? You got to still hold it in your house. And if a Jew comes along and says, oh, by the way, I had an item that I lost and has a siman, they give it to him back. So therefore, could you have no da'ayah? I can say it's like the rabbis, and even Rov Kena'anim, you have to give back if a Jew is going to claim it.
Can you just hold on to it?
Yeah, you got to hold on to it, exactly. Matza chavit yayin. Okay, story. You found a barrel of wine. Be'ir shiruba kena'anim. Majority of the city is goyim. Muteret mishum metzi'ah. Number one, you can keep it. Rov goyim. Vasura bahana'a. But you can't use it. Because it's Rav Goyim. Goyim is Goyim wine. Right? Goyim wine. Whatever it may be. You can't benefit from it. Now, watch this. But let's say Yisrael comes along and says, hey, that barrel over there, yes, he gives a siman to it. Oh, so now you know it came from where? Yisrael. Now the guy that found it could drink it. Which means, he took it now. Rav Goyim, what do we say? The Jew for sure gave up hope. Because he knows there's a gleam in the town, for sure going to get and all that. He gave up hope. You take, from a monetary standpoint, you can keep the barrel. But you cannot benefit from it. Now a Jew comes along and says, oh, by the way, that barrel is mine, it gives a siman. Oh, very good. It fell from you? Beautiful. Thank you very much. I can drink it. Because now you know it's not Yayin Nesek. But I don't have to give back to the Jew, because I said, for sure he better give Yush. You can't come up after and say, oh, by the way, that's my barrel. So therefore you see what? That by Rov Kena'anim, at least, you'll have to keep the item. Now, Kiman, who's this brighter going like? Can it be someone al-Azad? Shmamina, Kikaba Rabbi Shmuel al-Azad, Rov Kena'anim. Oh, because he said it's the number of Kena'anim. Aval, Rov Yisrael, lo. Le'olam, Emanak, Rabbi Shmuel al-Azad, Rafidu, Rov Yisrael, Namek, Kamar. I can tell you that what? That maybe Rabbi Shmuel al-Azad holds even by Rov Yisrael, you can keep it. So why do you say only this case of Kena'anim? The Rav Aseh Savar La Kevate Bechada Upalig Ale Bechada. Who made this statement over here? This is Rav Aseh talking. Right? That's right. The Rav Aseh. Could be Rav Aseh agrees with Rabbi Shimon in one case and argues with him in another. Meaning, understand. Could be Rabbi Shimon Azar holds even Rav Yisrael, you could keep it. Oh, but who made this statement over here? Rav Aseh.
Could be Rav Aseh agrees with Rabbi Shimon when it's Rav Goyim, but when it comes to Rav Yisrael, he argues. Just because you found the Shitav Rav Aseh doesn't mean that this is Rabbi Shimon Lazar. Could be Rabbi Shimon Lazar is lenient even by Rav Yisrael, you can keep the item. Rav Aseh agrees with him on one and argues with him on other. Because what did Rav Aseh say? Rav Kenani, we can keep it. Rav Yisrael, no, so therefore, that's no raya. Could be Rabbi Shimon Lazar is even more lenient than Rav Aseh. Comes the Gemara and says, now you told me what? Rav Goyim, you could keep the item, keep the barrel, but you can't benefit from it. That's what Gemara says. V'chi mahad asira b'hana'a muteret b'shum metzia l'may hilchita. What am I going to do with it then? If I can't benefit from it, no, but you can keep it. If I can't benefit from it, so what am I going to do with it? Amar Rav Asher le'kankana, for the barrel. Throw out the wine. Now the barrel has some wine in it. Clean out the barrel. Like according to Halakha, Gemara Avodah Zarah says, you soak the barrel for a certain amount of time till you extract the wine from it, and I can benefit from the barrel. So you're right. The wine is a subana, but the barrel still has benefit. Let's go one more. A guy found four zuz, four coins that were wrapped up in a cloth. Veshadu benahar biran, and they were thrown into the river. Atal kamed Rav Yehuda, came in front of Rav Yehuda. Abale zil achriz, I go announce it. Siman, it's in a pouch. Vazuto shel yamu, what are you talking about? I found it in a river. For sure, the guy gave up hope. Shani nahar biran, and nahar biran is different. Kevan demitkil lo miyaesh. There's a lot of debris in this river, and things don't usually flow downstream that fast because there's a lot of interference and obstacles. So when something falls in the Har Biran, the guy's figuring, nah, probably got stuck somewhere and I can go recover it. Mm-hmm. It's not like a river that's raging downstream where the guy gives up hope. So I can listen, the guy didn't give up hope, you gotta make a akhraza. Oh, the Haruba Kenanim Ninu. This case over here was talking about in a place where there was Rav Goyim. Oh, and what did he tell him? You got to announce it. Shema mina en alakha ki Rabbi Shimon el Azar. Ve'afidu berov kena'anim. You see, we don't go like Rabbi Shimon el Azar. Rabbi Shimon el Azar said, even by, if it's not kena'anim, no problem. And here we're seeing the rabbi told him what? You got to be mechlis. You see, we don't go like Rabbi Shimon. Shani nahar biran. Nahar biran is different. You know why? Di Yisrael sachru le. Who cleans out the river? The Jews. They're the ones that unclog the river. The Yisrael Charule. And they're the ones that do the digging in the river. The dredging. Kevan di Yisrael Sachrule. Imur mi Yisrael Nafal. So therefore you have to assume, even though it's Rav Goyim, it probably fell from a Jew. The Kevan di Yisrael Charule. Lo miyaesh. The guy's going to say, who's going to find my item? A Jew. Because they're doing the dredging. So therefore you have no raya. Could be really by Rav Kenanim, really Rav Kenanim. You could keep the item. But this case of you is like Rav Yisrael. Why? Because again, since they're the ones that are going to, who's going to find this item in all odds? A Jew, because he cleans out the river. So therefore when a guy loses an item, if a Jew loses an item, he's not going to give up over. He's not going to say, oh, the Goyim are going to take it. Why? They're involved in the cleaning of the river. Therefore he does not make Yi'ush. One more story. Yeah, even though it's Rav doesn't go with how many people.
Who's going to end up
finding it?
They're involved in the area over there.
They're involved in cleaning the rivers. They're going to find it. One more. Rav Yehuda hava shakiv azil batei de Moshe Shmuel b'shukah de bedisa. Rav Yehuda was going with Moshe Shmuel in the shuk of bedisa. It's the name of a shuk. There's a lot of people over there. So he asked the rabbi like this. Amar le. He tells him a hypothetical. Matzah kan arniki mau. Rabbi, if I would find a wallet in this place over here, what's the deen? What are you worried about? You keep it. Oh, but if a Jew came along and then say, hey, I got a siman, give it back to him. So the Gemara says, tarte? Wait, he said two contradictory statements. First he says you can keep it. It's master what? That even if a Jew lost it, For sure he made Yehush because there's Rav Goyim. And then what do you say? But if you came and gave a Siman, give it back to him. What do you mean? If you made Yehush already, why do you have to give it back? He meant to tell him above the law. Above the measure of law. I mean, from the law, keep it. Yeah, but if a Jew comes back and gives you a Siman, even though you can keep it from the law, go above the letter of the law. Give it to him back. Like the story of the father of Shmuel. Askach hanach hamre b'madbirah. He found hamorim in the midbar. Donkeys. V'adirinu lemarayu lebatar teresar yerhesh hata. He returned it after 12 months. Nah, for sure after 12 months, the guy made yush. He didn't find him. But after 12 months, he found the owner. He gave it to him back. Lifnim mishurat hadin. Must be lifnim mishurat hadin. Above the law. Rava, Hava Shakib Azib Batid Rabban, Rav Nachman. Rava was working with Rav Nachman, Bishukad de Galdae, in the marketplace of the leather workers. She says, that's Anim. Va'amle Bishukad Rabbanan. Some say it was the marketplace of the rabbis. They called Shukad Rabbanan. Amle, he told me hypothetical again. Matzakan Arniki. Mao. Rabbi, if I find a wallet over here, what's the law? It seems again Rav Goyim over here. Okay. No problem, keep it. Oh, but let's say a Jew would come after and give a siman. He told him the law, keep it. Yeah, doesn't matter. Since it's Rav Goyim, even if a Jew comes after and gives a siman, too late, when he dropped it, he made Yush, because Rav Goyim, even if he comes after and gives a siman, in this case, the rabbi didn't give him the above and beyond the letter of the law. The other rabbi told him, well, listen, be a nice guy, give it back. Here he told him the law. The law really is, Hareu Shalom. He gave him the law, says, the rabbi told him, he's screaming, it's mine, I have a siman. The rabbi's telling him back, how could you tell me I can keep it? The guy's screaming, it's mine. He says, you know what it's like? Na'asa, it's like a guy screaming when his house is caving in. Hey, that's my house, that's my house. But let him scream only once. The house is caving in already, it's lost. Or a boat that's sinking. Which means, let the guy scream now. Hey, that's my item. Too late. The item's lost from you. Therefore, you see why, at least by Rov Goyim, like these cases were, you're able to keep it. Because once the Jew drops it, he assumes, even if there's a siman, he's not getting it back. Even though a Jew ended up picking it up, too late, the guy made huge, therefore you're able to keep it. You want to be a nice guy. The guy comes up and says, hey, Siman, give it back. Minadin, you do not have to. Gemara continues, Ahu Dayo. A certain animal, or a bird actually, called a Daya. Well, that would might be like a vulture. The Shakil Bisra Beshukah. Flew down and grabbed a piece of meat in the marketplace. Veshadye besanyata de beb marmiryon. And it deposited the meat in between the palm trees of a fellow called Barmaryon. Sanyata is dekalim, palm trees. Atale kamed abaye, so he came in front of abaye, wants to know if he could keep the meat. Amale zil shekol lenafshech. No problem. Keep the meat for yourself. Gemara says, "V'aru badi Yisrael ninu." Ah, the majority of the people that were in that place were Yisrael. Shema minna. So we can learn from over here. Halacha, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, afilu berov Yisrael. We can deduce from it that even berov Yisrael, so you're able to keep the. You're able to keep it because he told me you can keep it. It was Rav Yisrael. So comes Gemara and says, "Shani dayo dichzuto shel yam." You can't bring a ra'ya from when a vulture takes a piece of meat, because for sure the owners make yush. When a piece of meat is taken, it's like it got swept away from a river. Well, we say for sure the owner gives up because he knows he's not going to get it back. Ve'amarav. Well, the question is, okay, you tell me you can keep it, but we have another law that says that any basar that was hidden from the eye, you're not allowed to eat it because maybe it was switched with a nevela. And the question over here is, how did they matir bar marion
to eat this meat. Maybe it was switched. Maybe it's not the same meat. So Gemara says be'omed ve'ro'ehu. The case is talking about when Bar Marion, he saw the vulture take the piece of meat. He kept his eye on the vulture until he put it down. Omed ve'ro'ehu, which is he saw the basar from the time it was taken, that was put down. Gemara gives a story. Rabbi Hanina matza gedi shahut. Ben Taberia le Tzipori. Rav Hanina, he found a gedi shahut. An animal, a goat, that was slaughtered in between Taberia and Tzipori. Vetiruhu lo. Hachamim told him, you can eat it. Amalo Rabbi Ameh. Hetiru lo mishum metzi'ah. Yeah. But when it says matirim, they're matirim to keep it. Because for sure the owners made Yeush. Kerebish Shimon al Azar, that holds that even if you have Rov Yisrael, you'd be allowed to keep it. Mishum Shechita, but when it comes according to the Shita, but they allowed him also to eat it. Mishum Shechita, why? Kerebi Hananya Benosh Rabbi Yosea Gilili. Why, what did he say? Detanya. Let's say a person lost his goat, or he lost his chickens, and now all of a sudden you found them, they were slaughtered already. Somebody made shaita on them. Rabbi Yehuda osir. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't eat it. Why? Who says they were slaughtered correctly? You found them slaughtered. How do you know they were slaughtered kalacha? Rabbi Hananya benosh Rabbi Yosigalim matir. Amar Rabbi Nirin Devre Rabbi Yehuda Keshe Metza'an Be'ashpa Vedebre Rabbi Hananya Benosh Rabbi Yosei Gelili Keshe Metza'an Be'bayit. They want to make a chiduk. They want to say that there's no machloket. They want to make a thing like this, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he said you can't eat it, it's talking about where you found it in Ashpa. If you found a piece of meat thrown in the garbage dump, people don't throw meat in the garbage dump unless it's nebela. So probably if you found it in the garbage dump, you have to assume nevela. And Rabbi Hananya ben Osher ben Yosei Gelili tomar kishmetzaan bebayit. Mistama, if you find it in the house, or next to the house, you can assume that it's slaughtered correctly, and therefore you're able to eat it. Oh, so comes Gemara and says, oh, so now, so the question is, how did they let him keep it? So obviously, the Gemara is going to say now, midehitiru lo, Mishum Shechita. Now, from the fact that they let him keep the animal because Shechita, that we must say, must be, he didn't find it in the garbage dump, must be found, in, let's say, by a house. Therefore, you have to assume that what? It was slaughtered correctly. But must be the majority of the people must have been Jewish, because otherwise maybe a goy slaughtered it. So Gemara says, Mid Shechita, Mid Hetiru lo Mishum Shechita. Ruba Yisraelinu. Must be the case was talking about there was Rav Yisrael in the place. Ash ma'mina lechek Yisrael min Azar afilu beRav Yisrael. So we can deduce it from there. Gemara says Amarava Rav Kena'anim. No, the case was talking about the majority are goyim. However, Rav Tabachei Yisrael. But the majority of the Shochatim are Yisrael. Understand? So therefore, from Mitzi'ah standpoint, the reason why I let him keep it, because it was majority goyim. Oh, so the majority of Goyim, how could you eat it? Because the majority of people that are Shochet are Jews. Goyim do not make Shechita on goats. So therefore, that's why he let him matir it to eat it. So you have no ra'ayah of Rav Yisrael. So Gemara says, Rav Ameh Ashkach Pargiyot. Rav Ameh once found Pargiyot. Pargiyot is like little birds. Yeah, pigeons. Shechutot. Again, they were slaughtered. Ben Teberia and Tzipori. Atalik Kamed Rav Aseh, Rabbi Aseh. And he told him, go take it for yourself. Oh, so this is a big story over here. The Rishonim have a big subject on this story. It's a simple story. He told him, go ahead, take the pigeons for yourself. Here, that Avad learns, must be the case was talking about Rov Yisrael. And he wants to prove from here that Rov Yisrael, even according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to keep it. And if halacha is, you're allowed to keep an item, even in the case where it's Rov Yisrael, where you could assume the guy made the Yeush. Why? Maybe I'll tell you the case about Rav Kena'anim, but the majority of the slaughterers are Jews. So he says, no, because by birds, even Goyim, they slaughter birds. So therefore, he would not have allowed him to eat it unless it's Rav Yisrael in the place. He would not have allowed it because you don't say Rav Tabache Yisrael. Usually we say by birds, even there's Goyim that slaughter birds. How did you let him take it? And that must be the case of Tomah. It was Rav Yisrael. Therefore, you can assume that it came from the Rav. I'll read you the Abba's language. He says, "Ha'avad uchiyah m'ma'aseh zeh sh'alachek l'mishrum l'chazad gam b'Rav Yisrael. Sh'rei b'mkom zeh haya Rav Yisrael. Sh'im lo ken, ha'yu ha'pargiyot asurot ba'achila. Ve'kan yi efshal l'tchot sh'rov ha'tabachim Yisrael. Sh'en derich l'shchot ofot ayedet tabachim, el ha'kol adam shuchet l'atzmo." Exactly. Each guy slaughters his own birds. So you can't say, oh, Rav Tabachim, the majority of butchers. So therefore, he wants to bring an ayah from here that again, according to Rabbi Shimon, Afidu Rav Yisrael, one is allowed to keep it. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yitzchak, Nefcha Ashkach Kibbura De Azleh Be Azluye. He found a bundle of strings. A coil of strings. Oh, that they make nets from. That they make the tzayadeh dagim, that they make the fish nets from. They came in front of Rabbi Yohanan. They said, what's the thing? Can I keep the string? Go take it for yourself. Okay, that could be Rav Kena'anim. And therefore he told him to keep it, because for sure the Jew made Yi'ush. So let's just read a couple of halakhot from Shulchan Aruch, Chosh Mishpat, Siman Resh Nun Tet. הלכה א', הרואה אבדת ישראל חייב לטפל בה ולשיבה לבעליה. נפון על אבדה וישראל, you have to deal with him, return it, שנאמר, השב תשיבם. ואם נתנם על מנת לגוזלה, if you took the item in order to steal it, ועדיין לא נתיישו הבעלים ממנה, the owners did not make ייאוש, עובר משום השב תשיבם לאחיך, משום לא תגזור, משום לא תוכל לתעלם, okay, עוד אופן אסורים. Okay. You're stealing it, you didn't return it, you're not supposed to hide yourself from returning an object. Okay. So then he says like this. Ketzad, ha-motze metzi'ab mekom shi'yisrael metzuyim sham. You find an object where there's Yisrael, hayav lechriz, shelo netyashua ba'alim. ואפילו העיר מחסה עקום ומחסה ישראל, ואפילו רובה עקום. However, והוא מצא במקום שרוב העוברים שם ישראל. Right, like we learned in the case of the river over there, where even though it's רוב גויים in the place, but the רוב of the people that cleaned the river were Jewish, so therefore the Jew doesn't give up hope, because he assumes the Jew is going to find it, and he's going to return it. So therefore, חייב להזיר, אבל אם רוב העיר עקום, אפילו רובה ישראל ומסעה במקום שרוב העוברים שם עקום, even though the rov is Jews, but you found it on the street or the area where it's the goy section over there, אינו חייב, אפילו מידע שמישראל נפלה. Even if you know it fell from Israel. Like we saw in the stories in the Gemara, where it was רוב גויים, the rabbi told him, keep it. But you want to be לפני משולת הדין, he told him, if the Jew comes back and gives a סימן, if you want to be above the letter of the law, you can give it back. But once a guy makes יאוש, finished. There's nothing to talk about. So we see Baram was posek like the halakha that only Rov Goyim you're allowed to keep the item, but not Rov Yisrael. That's what we see over here. So I just wanted to point out that Maran only holds you can keep an item in a place where Rov Goyim, even if the Jew comes along and says, I'll give you a siman, too late. You made Yeush already. There's nothing to talk about. But if it's Rov Yisrael, then of course you have to be mechriz. We don't say that the Jew's going to give up hope in the case of Rav Yisrael, well, you found it in the public place over there, and he's going to, the logic of Tosafot was, because you might say, the Jew's going to give up hope, because who says a religious Jew's going to pick it up and give it back to me? There's those people that steal, will take it for himself. Kamash Malah, no, Rav Yisrael, you have to be mechriz. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen, Amen.